Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Hope you're doing well, inshallah. What I want to do is deliver a series of videos that look at the idea of how to bring up our children in the modern age in light of the prophetic teaching, that is the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what I've done is when I was in Hajj, I picked up this book, which is in Arabic, which is At-Tarbiyatu An-Nabawiyya Lit-Tifl Ummanhaj, the way of the upbringing of your children according to the prophetic way. So in this first lesson, what I want to do is just to do a little bit of a tamheed, a basic preface or introduction. And the Sheikh, the author, says that At-Tiflu Awwalu Ma Yara Min Al-Wujud Manzilahu Wa Zawiyahu. The first thing when a person is born, when a child is born, is that when it emerges into this world, is that they take on the contours of whatever surrounds it. So this is where the parents play a pivotal, important role in the upbringing of the child. And this can, in many ways, especially when the child is young and growing and developing, play an important role in the development of the child. For example, the child will look at the practices of its parents rather than the speeches that you make. So you might give your child instructions, you might give them moral instruction, for example, but what's more impactful is the example that you leave behind. So they will learn by observing from you. So for example, the habits and the traits that you have. If, for example, you are punctual in waking up for Fajr, for example, then your child, inshallah, will understand that this is something that a believer has to do, for example, right? Or if they see the mother, mashallah, always reading the Quran or holding the Quran and engaging with the Quran or a book or a text, for example, then the child will come to understand that this is the way that a human being lives, as an example. But if the parents are doing something that's different, for example, if we are regularly sat in front of the TV and watching programs, etc., then the children will think, well, this is what a normal human being does. So right from the outset, the greatest and the best and the most important role models for children in their early development are the parents. In light of this, Imam Ghazali has a statement. He says, "As-sabiyyu amanatun inda walidayhi," that a child is a trust in the care of its parents. Okay, for his pure heart is a precious, uncut jewel, devoid of any form or carving. So it's fresh, it's ready to be carved, and it's uncut. It's a very valuable item, and it will accept being cut into any shape, and it will be disposed according to the guidance it receives from others. Okay, so it's up to you how you frame, how you construct, how you sharpen and cut that diamond. Okay, if it is habituated to and instructed in goodness, then this will be its practice when it grows up, and in this case it will attain happiness, felicity in this world and in the next world. So for us as believers, we are striving for the afterlife. That's the ultimate game for us. The game plan is we are working towards achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next life. Okay, its parents will be also included in this. So we know that if a child is pious, they are practicing a Muslim or a Muslimah, then that also benefits its child. Okay, its teachers will also benefit, and everybody else will also get reward in this, because the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that whoever does something good or creates something, an endeavor that's a good endeavor, they also receive the reward of that also as well, in terms of people who follow that through. Similarly, Imam Ghazali says, should it be habituated to evil and neglected as though it was like an animal, for example, then misery and perdition will be its lot. This is what Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says. And the responsibility for this will be borne by his guardian and supervisors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us children, which, if you want to use an economic term, is an investment. So it's up to us to use our children and to adopt and make sure that we give them the tarbiyah, the upbringing, which will turn this precious jewel diamond into an investment for us in the akhirah and also for them as well. Okay, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, mentioned by Imam Bukhari, كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فَأَبُوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. That every child is born with true faith. In other words, they're both free from corrupt beliefs, and they are disposed to submitting to and worshipping to no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is their parents that play a pivotal role in their early development. Okay, so it's our responsibility as parents to ensure that we turn this gift of a stone into a diamond. And there's no doubt, of course, as a father of three very young daughters, this takes substantial time and investment. But it's an investment that will pay dividends for us in this world and also in the Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to become the ideal role model and parent for my children, and give us all the ability as well. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.